Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your sad couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, October 21st, 2013.
And this is episode 131. What's going on, everybody?
Hi, everybody. I'm glad to see everybody here.
Yeah.
We have a full house, and we'll get to you all in a second.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
but,
definitely.
Jay and I, we have some sad news, and we...
Oh, wow, we just start, jump right into
Well, what would you rather do? Would you rather wait?
Well, I was free to greet everybody, but...
Yeah, we can greet everyone.
Ahead.
Hey, we're the Valentines from the Valentine Cast. Sorry, we usually do things off the cuff. And
well, no, that's fine. That's fine. I don't think I was ready, but
you
we can go ahead.
You weren't ready?
I wasn't ready.
Are you ready now?
We can go ahead. I wasn't ready.
we could wait
until
you're ready.
No, we can
I'm
go
nice,
ahead.
So I can wait till you're ready.
No, I know you're nice. You're very nice, but we can go ahead and jump right into it.
Yeah, I just want to dedicate the show.
Yeah, we're going to dedicate this show episode 131 to Sammy.
Sammy, yeah. Sammy, for those of y'all who don't know, Sammy was our Bichon. We had him for about 2.5 years.
Yep.
He had to have surgery to have a sock removed Thursday, and he passed away Friday from a blood clot.
Right.
So
right.
it was really unexpected, and I loved him a lot, and didn't expect that by far. He was supposed to live until he was like 17 or something crazy.
Right.
So
right.
Miss him a lot.
Yep.
Even though Jay talked a lot of crap about him.
I did talk a lot of crap about him on the show, and it was in love. You know, I hope a lot of people understand that it was in love.
Yeah.
With how I talked crap about him and everything else. And I told Renee, you know, I liked Sammy for him being an asshole. Because
he could be an asshole. Even to me, he could be an asshole.
Yeah,
when he wanted to eat, he would bark at you.
It's like if I was a dog, I would want to be like Sammy.
Right.
Because I would want to be that dog that my owners love me.
Right.
But I know how to push their buttons. And Sammy, and that's something that I'm known for doing. And,
right.
You know, I push buttons out of love
on
people.
Yeah, it's weird. I expect him to, because he would peek around the corner and watch me while I pee. That was creepy, but that was so him. And
well, I am glad that the week before, when you were taking a shower,
mm-hmm.
we have a glass door in the shower.
Right.
I got to sit in the bathroom just like Sammy does, and I watched Renee take a shower.
That was creepy as heck. It's creepier when your husband does it
than when your dog does it. I was sitting on the floor with Sammy in between my legs, and
both you are watching me shower.
And we were watching Renee take a shower just to mess with Renee. And so that's gonna be one of my one of my best memories with him.
Like, I love that he was the best fetch player, and we regret that we didn't get any good video, but
yeah.
He was an amazing fetch player. He did everything perfect, and he was great. He was a great lap dog. So
yeah.
We're now one dog household again.
Yep. And
Toby and Sammy weren't friends, so Toby's not taking it hard.
Right.
At
they,
all.
They were. They were like roommates.
Toby's more, he seems pumped for some reason
right.
lately. I don't know.
And I think some of that too, I think he may be trying to figure out what's going on, you know.
Right.
I think maybe he thinks Sammy's somewhere and we're going to take him where Sammy's at.
Yeah, I don't
you know.
Yeah, because a lot of times when they're separated, you know, they think they're going to go somewhere. So maybe, you know, a week or so he'll crash, maybe. But,
right.
So we just wanted to dedicate the show to him because I miss him.
Right, right.
And I'll probably miss him for a while.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, if you go back and listen to the history of it all, Sammy, I didn't realize that Sammy, we got Sammy around show 13 of ours.
Yeah, he's been with us for a while.
So he's been, you know, around for a very, he was around for a very long time. And we were, you know, just, we went back to find the episode where we actually talked about him.
Yeah.
And about how we got him and everything else. And the one is titled Two Petros. But
Two Petros.
But I never could say it right, so I just ended up saying two dogs. On yeah. the on the show.
So I mean, and it was, and I told some people it was my first time having a dog die. I didn't think I'd take it so hard when my right. first dog would die, but I did, and right. it was tough. And
I know for me,
I cried. It was weird. I'm not a crier.
Yeah, I know for me, it was the first time I took it hard. And I had dogs when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
They were mostly outside dogs. Dogs that, you know, that were outside. And, you know, we had a dog die. And, you know, we'll go bury it. What am I talking about? Burrow. Well, we'll bury it.
You're grieving.
And everything. No, I can't talk. That means I must be grieving every time I open my mouth then.
But, but yeah. Jay really loves Sammy, and life goes on.
It
you
does.
Know. I won't be getting another dog right now.
Right.
Probably won't get another dog until Toby dies. Hopefully not for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
But I kind of like having a dog in the house. I thought I wouldn't get another dog after Toby died, but I think I will end up getting one, because not having a dog just seems weird. So I just want to say bye to Sammy. I'm glad I have pictures. I feel like I don't have enough pictures.
Yeah.
Even though I have a lot, I don't have enough.
Yeah.
You were a sweet pup, and I miss you. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's talk about what we did this weekend.
All right. Well, before we jump into it, the shutdown is over.
The shutdown is over.
So was it Thursday? Yeah, yeah. Thursday. Most of our friends got to hang out. Oh, what's this right here? Hold on. I do have something though. You remember that?
Yes.
Us making them bark.
Yeah. Sammy didn't know how to howl. he never learned. He just barked a lot.
It's yeah. crazy. So, I just happened to see that when I was going through. But the government is back briefly until January 15th. They can't work out anything.
You know, people are like, oh, it's only for, you know, so they can spend money for Christmas. And it's like, I don't care. My friends get to go back to work.
Right.
I don't care what it's for.
Right.
I'm just glad that they get to go back.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, yay for that. Definitely. I mean, you know, I hope my friends, you know, I would, if I was in a predicament, I would set some money aside in the meantime.
I would go into saving mode. Spend all your money for Christmas. I mean, I'm not in that position, so I'm probably not the best person to say do this or that, but the government's crazy, so who knows what's gonna happen in January. So,
and then on Friday, Renee and I, we went to go see Gravity.
We did.
And we actually went to go see it in the 3D IMAX. So we got to see it in the bigger theater. This is my, if I'm thinking right, outside from maybe a zoo deal, this is my first movie that I saw and had a 3D IMAX experience.
We paid too much for that movie.
Yeah, but
$16.75 for one ticket, y'all.
So we had to treat ourselves. I mean,
yeah, just, that was a treat yourself.
Just to get, you know, things off my mind and think about.
Yeah,
you know. It was just one of those days.
We needed a day where, you know, I could put my mind and talk about how expensive these tickets were.
I wish I could talk about Gravity, but I'm not. Because it's, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to briefly talk about it.
Well, no, movies. I was talking about one of the things I was happy about, but that's going to spoil it, though.
So yeah, don't do any spoilers.
Remind me to tell you after.
We're a nice here on Valentine cast.
Right. And then on Saturday,
we didn't do much.
We woke up early on Saturday, and
we
it was like
to go eat.
Saturday morning, it was like 7 o'clock, and we went to Wild Eggs, which is a restaurant here in Louisville. It's locally owned,
and it's funny. As soon as then we went in there, three different locations, but the one we went to
two.
two.
Well, No, it's three. That's three. Right.
So we walked in. It was in the, it's in the richer part of town.
Yes.
So we walked in. I swear that they have like this bar, this counter area at the front. Oh my gosh. I swear it looked like four people just turned around and stared at us.
Well,
it,
two of them did. Two ladies did.
It just
did.
Seemed like everybody just kind of looked at us like, what are you doing in here? Yeah, I swear that's like, what it looked like.
This restaurant is in one of the, it's not far from us, but the restaurant is close to where they play some PGA Tour golf here in Louisville.
They have a lot of golf courses and
let's just say
resort.
When, let's just say back in 20... in 2008, when we had that power outage of September, or was it 2009? It's one of those.
Yeah.
We had a power outage for like 7 weeks. Not 7 weeks, but 10
and
days.
Immediately.
They were one of the first ones to come back up.
Immediately.
Just going to throw that out there.
Didn't take long at all.
Just gonna, yeah.
So we know money talks in that area. But it was good. Jay got like a plain old breakfast, which
wanted,
is weird for going to Wild Eggs because they
want
like fancy stuff.
Yeah, I didn't want fancy stuff. I wanted eggs, bacon, pancake, and grits.
I got sourdough French toast that was nummy.
Yep.
So after that, we just kind of vegged out all day.
Yeah, we vegged out the rest of the day.
Played some video games.
Oh, yeah, we did play some Final Fantasy.
Played some Final Fantasy.
Hadn't played in like over a week.
I haven't had time.
Right. And then we had lunch with Dee and Danielle on Saturday. We went to Chewy's.
That was Sunday, right?
Oh, Sunday. Yes, Sunday is correct.
That was Sunday.
So we went to Chewy's, you know, enjoyed ourselves. I got the tacos flautas.
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 Oh, one of the other things we did when, that was Thursday. I got some new coffee.
Jay did get new coffee from
it's a Nicaraguan.
Yeah. See? Mm. I knew you could say it right.
Yeah, I've been having trouble.
He's been practicing.
But I've been practicing Nicaragua. I really feel like I'm about to say something else when I say that.
That's okay.
Nicaragua.
But it's pretty good. We have a thing for coffee.
Right. And and before we even did that, Renee and I took a trip to Tijuana.
Oh, I was going to talk about this in food, but we can talk about this here.
Is that in food?
We can talk about it here.
Okay.
I was going to get some tea, which I have here, which is just, you know, Lipton bag tea. Nothing special.
Yeah, you know, like, no, go ahead.
No. So I was like, you know what? Because I have friends who use loose leaf tea and a little fancier tea, and I was like, you know what, I want to try that. So we went to Tijuana. They have a lot of locations. It's owned by Starbucks.
Who didn't know. Yep.
It's a tea place. So we went there, and there were two workers in there.
And so I wanted to take Renee there. I didn't know anything about Tijuana. I don't know anything about tea, but I know coffee and stuff. And I was like, let's just go there so that we can ask questions. They have to be nice, you know, there. So we walk in, and I was like, yes, my wife, she's really wanting to get into tea and stuff like that. And she just does the normal, you know, Celestial Season, Lipton. And then what did they say?
Oh, that's just tea dust.
Oh, you're talking about tea dust.
And I swear they said it with a sneer. Oh, that's just tea dust. Like, okay, claws coming out. Sorry, right. It wasn't that bad. I kind of like tea dust tea, but all right. But he walked us through the whole tea thing.
Right.
And there are all these different flavors, all these different kinds. And I don't like my tea too fancy.
Right.
I don't know. It's like, I don't like floral
scents. Renee likes apple. She likes apple. She likes pumpkin during the fall.
I like pumpkin during the fall. I like black tea. I like just regular tea.
Like regular tea.
Like Earl Grey. Yeah. Stuff like that. Right. I don't like cinnamon. I don't like anything floral. Why you put rose petals in tea? No idea. Gross.
Right.
Or whatever. Herby.
Was that? Where was the rose tea at? Was that at Tijuana or was it that Louisville Tea
Somebody
Company?
Somebody had tea. Rose tea was gross.
Right.
But, it's not bad. They make it seem like it's like the most amazing thing in the world. Now, I'll tell you what. It is expensive.
It is expensive.
More expensive than coffee.
Yes.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
And
it is.
I mean, I like tea. I mean, a nice hot cup of tea at night. Caffeine doesn't keep me up, so it's not a problem.
Right. I got passion fruit.
It's like passion fruit. I think it's called something like dragonberry.
Oh, dragonberry. Yeah, and it has passion fruit in it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not bad. But I talked to my good friend. I'm going to call her my good friend. My good friend, SJ.
Right.
And SJ said that you can get it on Amazon for cheaper. And she gave me a different website to look at. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So
and we also have a local company here, Louisville Tea Company, that just recently reopened up. And they're
still expensive.
They're
as
a
little
more expensive, but it is local. So
at least you're supporting local.
You know, you can do like I do. So, you know, I'll buy a small bag from a local coffee company, you know, kind of support them. But then I'll go like to Costco and get one of those big whole bean bags.
What I'll probably do is drink all the tea now, and then I'll continue to drink this tea, and then I'm going to try a bag of Lipton. And if it's bad.
Yes, do that.
And then I know that, you know, I'm now a tea snob.
Because.
But if it's still good, then I'm like, well, F you. Right. Tea.
Now, I did that with coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, I was doing the whole beans and everything, and then I was grinding my own coffee, and then I still had some Folgers left, and I said, you know what? I'm going to try the Folgers. And I was like, this is just water.
You can tell a difference.
It's brown water.
Yeah. If and now it's like, now I can't go back.
Right.
I can't go back now. And yeah, Adagio, Apple Cider Mage, said in chat, Adagio is the place that SJ reminded me of. And the cool thing is that you can get samples for less. So you can try, you know, and each sample has like 10 cups in it. So, you know, I think it's a little cheaper than Teavana. So.
And speaking of Apple Cider Mage.
Yes.
Let's say hello.
Hi to the chat room.
To our chat room.
Say hi to the chat room.
What's
right
going
now?
On, everybody? So, as you heard, we have Apple Cider Mage from the Justice Points podcast.
Yes, that we guested on and had an amazing time.
We did. Be the potpourri.
Her and Zufi. I got the name you right. Did. I got the name right. So, they are two lovely, lovely women, and we had a great
right.
time.
That's right. That's right. We also have Crather. How you doing, Crather?
Hi, Crather.
And we have Diddy, A.I.E.
Diddy.
As well as his love, Udella. Udella.
Udella.
Why do I say Udella?
Because.
I like saying Udella.
Udella.
You're
I love
on
you.
My mind, girl.
See, we were just doing two different songs.
Right. we have JK Grammer.
Hi, JK.
What is going on from the 10 Ford podcast where those guys are talking about Star Trek? They just put out an episode last night. I think it was yesterday. I think I saw that yesterday. But anyway, yeah. And then we have Cole Jamira. What is going on? I'm glad
Hi,
you were
Cole
able to
Jamira.
Make it. It's like 2 weeks in a row, man.
I know. We were late, so he was able to make it.
Right, right. And then we also have Punk Gopher. What is going on,
hi, Punk Gopher. You missed Muhogan. Did you say hi to Muhogan?
No, I was going to say Muhogan and Zabi together.
Oh, but so you're going to wait for Zabi to say hi to Muhogan.
Yeah, I guess
okay.
so.
Okay, all right. That's fine. That's
no, just... actually, I did kind of look over it.
Well,
so.
Why you... Hi, Muhogan.
I'm being
you?
Honest. Can I just be honest for a minute?
Now, so you lied and then now you're honest.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Hi, Muhogan. How are you? And Punk Gopher is here. Hi, Punk Gopher.
See, I got to say I was lying just so that before JK, because JK always going to call me out. You know what I'm saying?
JK always call you out.
You know
out.
What I'm saying? I think he's competing for my spot or something. You know?
Salmonatrix is here.
What is going on, Salmonatrix?
Hi, Salmonatrix. Do you know that she's doing the Extra Life?
She is.
Is Extra Life, right?
Yeah, the Extra Life. Yeah, extra-life.org.
Yeah, I think she'll be playing for 25 hours.
Is that now? Do you play the whole 25 hours? Or are you playing in a marathon as a team for 25 hours?
I don't know. I think it's a team.
Right.
But if she plays I wouldn't be able to stay up.
Right, and they're raising money
for. I can't even stay up now.
They're raising money for children's.
I'm sleeping now.
For children's hospital.
Yeah. So it's a really good charity.
Yeah.
For those of y'all, so go out and check out people who might be participating and sponsor them.
Right. And then we already said hi to Udella
and Zobby.
Zobby.
So that covers everyone.
Yep. So Muhogan's love of his life, Zobby.
Who came to visit us a few weeks ago.
And then after we had lunch at Chewy's.
I had a bean and cheese burrito. I ate it all. All. Right. All.
Okay. Chewy's. And then we did Tivana. Uh-huh. Right? And then after we left Chewy's, we went to go crash at Kim's.
And it was great.
Because Kim is on call.
And Kim don't go nowhere when she's on call.
When Kim is on call, Kim is on lockdown at the house.
Kim's like, I can't go nowhere.
Right.
I'm on call.
And she gets grumpy. That 35% comes out, as D would say. The 35%.
Yeah, but I understand. I mean, I don't know if any of y'all have to go on call, but her phone, when she goes on call
and
it
rings,
it makes the... So... If anybody who's on call, you'll know the sound of your on-call phone makes you want to stab somebody.
Right, right. When my phone goes off when I'm on call, I'm kind of like, oh, really?
So, yeah, I say that because I'm like, crap.
Right.
Because it puts Jay in a bad mood.
Right. So, well, it don't put me in a bad mood. It's just, it jars me. Mm. And then today, we had lunch with Ashley from Ashley Eats Blog.
Yep. And we had her on the podcast before, and we were on her podcast.
That is correct.
So she is starting up her $10 challenges again.
Which we are so excited about.
We are excited about. She said she went to Muscle Burger and Bar.
She did.
And it's tough.
Oh, yeah. And she did $10. A post on that, and she actually tried the taquitos that we were thinking about trying.
You know what? I need to go read that.
And
it's on my list.
I was actually glad that she tried those and heard the great news about them.
So we need to try those apparently.
We do.
So cool. So yeah. So we had a crazy. We had a bad and then good weekend.
Yeah. It was a weekend of thinking about.
Yeah, and I just also want to say thank you to everyone with their kind words and. We got flowers from Malachi and from our dog sitter. My mom, my family called.
Right.
And, it's nice when people in our community rally around one another when, people are going through something.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you to everyone.
Right. Definitely thank you for that.
Everyone was very, very sweet.
Yeah. Love and support. And then also just with, love and support to all those other folks that recently lost pets and stuff like that. So yeah. All right. We can just put that in something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? Sure. Let's do it.
Technology.
Meaning, if you expect our podcast to be organized, you got it wrong. So, you got the wrong podcast.
So tomorrow on October 22nd, there's going to be an Apple announcement. It's more than likely, it's going to be around a new iPad, new iPad mini, and also possibly a new MacBook or Mac mini, I would think. But rumors are going around that there's going to be a new iPad and then a Retina displayed iPad mini, which, hey, cool. I wonder if they're going to have the Touch ID on these things.
Maybe, but I'm not. And I love my iPad mini, but I don't need another one right now. And I'm going to wait because I know I'll be getting the iPhone probably, hopefully.
Uh-huh. And
maybe if I can afford it. Or I might just stick with this one. If I can, I'll stick with the 5 if I got to stick with the 5. So,
we'll see. I mean, this will be the iPad mini. I don't know if it's going to be a 2 I wonder how they're going to name this. I bet you they'll have
the new iPad mini.
Yeah. The new iPad
JK mini. JK Grammer said, are you going to buy him a new Mac Pro?
Yes.
See? Just that easy. I told you he would. He's nice.
Definitely.
But I want to say, hey, to my sister, she got a new iPhone. She got the 5C.
She did. She got a green one.
Because she had to.
Right.
Because
her phone took a tumble down Crittenden and Drive.
Yeah, she accidentally left her phone on the top of the car. No idea how, but she said.
Well, I can tell you how. Phone's in hand. She needs to find the keys. She sets the phone on top of the car, digs through her purse for the keys, find the keys, unlock, and then gets in the car and leaves it on top.
And she was telling her husband how much of a bad day they had as they were driving down, and then in the rear view, she sees her
phone tumbling down.
Tumbling off the car. Yeah. I'd be like, well, I just wouldn't get another phone.
You wouldn't?
Nope.
What? That's bullshit.
I wouldn't.
I'm calling bullshit on that. I'm sorry.
You can call bullshit all you want to. I wouldn't get another phone.
Okay. Y'all, that's bullshit. All right. Bullshit.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. So one of the movies that we had pulled that Mr. Hando himself wrote for.
And I will get the random number generator up.
He's not here today?
No, he's not here today.
Oh, okay.
So you can tell me the minute max when you get a minute.
Oh, okay. Cool. So it was The Long Walk Home. And this was a movie that came out in 1990 with Whoopi Goldberg.
And Sissy Spacek.
Sissy Spacek and Ving Rhames. And yeah. it was a show about a lady in 1955 in Montgomery, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And it was doing around the whole Rosa Parks bus boycott.
Yeah, so
situation.
Focused on that. Whoopi did an awesome job.
She did. You know what I was thinking when we were watching that?
What were you watching?
Whoopi, back then in the 90s, is the homegirl from The Help. What's her name? That's in Ender's Game as well.
The
black lady.
Viola.
Viola
Davis.
Viola Davis. Whoopi, in the 90s, is what Viola Davis is now.
Do you know she is one of 10 individuals to both win... doing a Tony, an Oscar, a Grammy, and crap, there was one more.
And Whoopi?
And Emmy.
Whoopi?
Emmy? I already said Emmy. Yeah. Whoopi. And Whoopi.
You know,
so she's done the four. Tron.
Right. Right. Tron? And see, yeah. And the thing is, a lot of people, not a lot of people. In my circle, I feel like that Whoopi gets joked more than... And she doesn't get as much credit as she should.
Yeah, she's good. I mean, she's hosted the Academy Awards four times. She was the second African-American female to win an Oscar.
Yep.
She has chops. And she hasn't done a lot of major acting roles in recent years, which is fine. But
I mean, she's paid her due.
She's put in her dues. And, some of her movies are a little, cheesy, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Right.
But it was fun, though. Yeah, but it was fun. But right. She did Ghost. And Sister Act makes you feel good. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
And even Sister Act 2 was good.
Right.
So.
Sister Act is one of those movies. You know, Jason talks about a movie. What's the one movie when you're changing channels, you stop and watch? I'll
stop and watch Sister
Act. Sister Act 2. I just watched it recently.
Yeah, so Sister Act is good. So don't y'all be hating on Whoopi. Whoopi's good.
Right.
So I like the movie. Makes you a little mad sometimes.
Yeah, I had already seen it.
I think I did a long time ago, but I couldn't remember. So.
I remember. But, you know.
And do you know that Sissy Spacek played Carrie in the original Carrie?
Yep, I do.
When the remake is out now, which we haven't seen, but she was good in that as well, and it had Murdoch.
It had Dwight Schultz from 18.
Yep,
he was
Murdoch
there.
Was
yep,
from 18.
That was really cool seeing him, and it was weird because I remember him playing that role back then. I was like, oh, it's Murdoch, but then I also remember, man, watching it this time, not realizing it was Murdoch.
Mm.
But then after about 5-10 minutes into the show, I was like, oh crap, it's Murdoch. You know? So
So it was a good movie, of course. There was acting chops all around.
Right.
It had the dude who played Brandy's boyfriend in Brandy. in it too.
Oh, I can't remember his name.
Oh, I can't remember his name.
But okay. Yes, we know Murdoch was Lieutenant Barclay in the next. No, no, he wasn't.
I didn't know that.
He wasn't. Next Generation.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was in there, but he was also the voice of Mung from Chowder.
But see, I didn't really watch the A-Team, so I didn't recognize him like you did. So, but so we watched that. So, what is our minimum maximum so I can roll for our next
minimum
movie?
Maximum is 45.
45.
Maximum roll. Maximum is 166.
166. Let's see what we're going to get.
So, we're doing a random.
Yeah, 58. Of course, it would go towards the beginning.
58 is going to be a state of mind. Two North Korean gymnasts prepare for an unprecedented competition in this documentary that offers a rare look into the communist society. I think this one is subtitled.
Yay, we get to read.
Because I think we were actually about to watch this.
We're going to read it, though. We're going to do it.
And then I said, forget this. I'm not watching this because I don't feel like reading right now.
Well, you get to read.
But you know what? I'm looking through here real quick. Cerebral. Oh, English subtitles. It says subtitles English. Yeah.
So you have to read.
Yeah, we're going to read. But it's only 90 minutes. Yeah, we started watching it. We started watching it on 10/6, 2012. And then I stopped it.
So it's been a year.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that just, see, comes back around again.
I should have took it off. No, I'm playing, but yeah, we'll go ahead and watch this and and read. Well, we'll go ahead and read this.
We'll read this. So like we mentioned before, we saw Gravity, sprung for the IMAX 3D, and the 3D was nice. Jay flinched at certain points, and when it subtly makes you flinch, like it wasn't like in your face make you flinch. It was good.
It was like a fly flying in your face flinch.
Yeah. So there are no spoilers, but yep. Sandra Bullock was amazing, as she always is. She never amazing not amazing.
Too. Good Lord.
The science. She's in boy shorts. Is that a spoiler? Okay. You get to see her in boy shorts.
Oh,
so.
No. She just looked good all together. I mean, even I was like, how does she make this big ass space suit look so damn sexy?
She did not make that spacesuit look
yeah,
sexy.
Yeah, she did. When she's up there working on that motherboard and she pulled that board out, I was like, oh, yeah.
See, this is what gets Jay going. Sandra Bullock working on a motherboard on a spaceship.
That's right. Working on a computer. Babe, you remember when you built your computer?
You liked when I was building my computer?
Babe.
So this is what turns my husband on. He likes to watch me do techie stuff.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you use some boy shorts.
Hey, so would you want to watch me debug my program?
Babe. All right. So, okay. Do we need to give everybody a minute to go throw up and come back?
Probably. They can go throw up, wipe the vomit from around your mouth that you probably have. And darn it, J.K. Grammer, I still need to watch Hope Floats. Darn it.
I know something else that floats.
I was thinking something really gross that floats.
That's what I was thinking about.
Ew. That just brought me right back down. gross.
You know what? I think I've seen Hope Floats.
I don't think I've seen Hope Floats. Mm. It's on our... I put it on the list, I thought, a long time ago. But
from 1998.
I know. That's a long time ago. Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that because I couldn't... Because I have troubles with Harry Connick Jr.
Well, why do you have trouble with Harry Connick Jr.?
I've always had trouble with Harry Connick Jr. Always. And
well, maybe
even,
I'll find it.
And even more so now, you know, with the recent, you know, American Idol and his snobby, I'm the best musician in the world and I know everything about music because I'm Harry Connick Jr.
Okay, so enough with the Harry Connick hate. I mean, I'm not in his fan club or anything, but.
But yeah, you're not in the fan where you hate him and stuff.
Right.
And so Gravity was great.
What do you think about the new Walking Dead?
The new Walking Dead was good. I like what they're doing with Michonne.
Yeah.
I like that they've been working on giving her more depth.
I like what they're doing in the prison.
Yep.
I love how we're talking about this without spoilers, but we can do it. Great. I like what they're doing in the prison.
Uh-huh.
Puts a new terrorizing aspect
right
to it. Right. So
I wonder if they're going to pull from the comics for Michonne on that story.
Maybe it's time, because I can see that. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can see that coming together a little bit.
So that's one of the weird things about watching Walking Dead. Some things they pull from the comics and some things they do not.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, and they're actually veering more and more away from the comics.
Right. So did you find that a surprise they could be going down a comic book path with Michonne?
I think they're starting to go more towards there, so for sure. So
okay.
Yeah.
So that's your non-spoiler, unless you read the comics. Well, you know what? There's a lot about that actually. Mm-hmm. So that's you'd definitely be guessing. And Renee finished the game. What game did you finish?
I finished Machinarium.
Because she's so smart.
No, I had to look up some things, but I did finish some, mm-hmm. and I enjoyed it for the story and everything. It's a very short game, so it won't take you long. So keep that in mind. Don't expect a long, drawn-out thing. It won't take you long at all. I haven't been playing much next game, Pokemon, but Jay's been playing more than me.
Yeah, I've been playing the Bejesus.
Can you play the Bejesus out of it?
I've been playing the Pikachu. I've been playing the shiny Pikachu out of Pokemon Y. Ah, I used some Pokemon terms there.
Yeah.
You know, a shiny nature Pokemon. A shiny nature Pikachu.
I have X.
Yeah, you have X.
I have X.
You have the girly one. I have the guy one.
That's so sexist.
That was for you, Apple Cider Mage.
That was so sexist.
I got the one.
Not listening to us anymore. Let's see. Is she gone?
No, she's not.
Okay.
So here's the X one. So you see here. Are you watching, babe?
I am watching.
So
I'm looking.
Now, do I have it up good enough?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So you see the X over there. It has a very.
Hold up a little bit more. A little bit more. There you go.
It has a very pretty, very feminine antelope-like deer.
Sexist.
And then over here on the Y, you have his manly
sexist
monster.
Sexist. Do you see what I got to deal with? You see what I got to deal with?
No, I'm just playing. But nah, I was just totally being sexist and chauvinist on that. So
yeah.
Just because I could. But nah, here are your three starter pets here. That I'm sure in the chat room.
Are any of those manly or womanly?
Jay? The one in the middle was very womanly. Because, I mean, look at the big anime eyes and the big ears, and it's just pretty. And then this one over here is just so adorable. And that's the one I got.
I got the fire one because fire. Cause I like fire.
You got the girl one, right?
I got the one that does fire because I like fire damage. I like things that do fire damage, okay?
Right.
I was one of those kids that tried to set fire to a pile of trash in my garage, okay? Because I wanted to see fire.
Apple Cider Mage said in the chat room that Alex got X, and Alex and I are going to have to talk after the show. We need to have a man-to-man talk.
Why?
No, I'm playing.
A man-to-man.
Nah. X and Y are great. I'm hoping, I'm wondering if Renee's going to play X, and I'm going to end up wondering if I'm going to end up being the one playing it, if she doesn't.
I don't know. Maybe.
Nah. But X and Y, I'm actually enjoying it. I can't say they fixed a whole lot because I never played it before.
But you played a little bit.
I played a little bit and I was annoyed.
You didn't like it. So you weren't annoyed anymore.
No, I'm not annoyed anymore. I like the fact that I can get what was I going to say? Oh, I can get around quickly by using the roller skates or the bike.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's been in other Pokemon games.
Yeah, I didn't get far enough, and it may be farther in, but I've seen a couple of comics where those schools are railing on stuff being too easy,
right.
And, you know, the XP share and all that, but
right,
hey,
right.
If it makes it fun, you know, I'm for it.
Yep.
So, playing Pokemon, uh-huh. And also been playing Fallout New Vegas. Now, this is one of those games where I didn't love.
Right.
But I feel the intense need to finish. So I'm going to finish the quest I have, probably not pick up anymore, and do the main quest and be done. Uninstall, done.
So here's my thing. Why do you punish yourself?
I'm not punishing. It's not horrible.
It's not horrible?
It's not horrible. It's not like the worst game I ever played.
You sure?
I'm sure. it's not like I'm trying to play, I don't know, Secret of the Magic Crystal. I don't know. It's just some stuff on my list that I'm going to dread finishing. But the thought of deleting it without finishing it, because what if I actually wish I had finished it?
Uh-huh.
I'm that kind of person. So Fallout New Vegas, I think I'm getting close to the end. Maybe, maybe not. So, I don't know.
Right.
We'll see. Eh.
We have to trade. We have to, if y'all have friend codes and a 3DS, y'all should send us your friend code and we'll send you ours.
Yeah.
As
so,
well.
so you'll show up so we can give you O Power. O Powers.
Yeah. O Powers. O Power.
So,
O-power.
So yeah. So cool. So we've been playing a lot of games and I'm going to play a lot more games because I like games.
Yep. Games are great. So,
good.
With that, let's jump right into some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
Is Toby been a bugaboo?
Toby's just wanting affection.
He's wanting affection.
He wants affection.
So,
This is week 66.
It is?
I didn't update that. Yes.
All right, so this is week 66.
For all I know, we're off, but...
Huh?
For all I know, I'm totally off. It could be week 67.
Why are you totally off?
I don't know, because I probably haven't been keeping it up. But last week, I said it was 65. So
okay. We've been keeping the weeks right.
Okay. So, it's 65.
Right. So, we're back on it.
66.
So. Yep. So.
One of those. Yeah. So we're back on it.
Right.
You haven't lost any weight, but you're feeling confident.
Yeah, I'm feeling confident.
In your
trajectory. My actually weigh day is on Friday. So I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling excited. And, you know, because, you know, I think we said this last week, we actually started cooking and more often and stuff like that. We kind of.
I'm going to be making turkey wraps this week. And
yep.
Jay's going to be making chicken. And I want to try this Thai fried rice because that sounds good.
Yep.
And we need eggs. So, but, so yeah, so, I want to give a shout out to the Frog Pants group. I do have a weigh-in total for the Frog Pants group. There are 146 people in the group who have lost 934.1 pounds.
Nice.
That's 6.4 pounds per person, which is amazing.
That's like almost a half a pound more than what it was.
Like 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody is kicking butt, and I'm proud of everybody. Craythor's in there. Good job, Craythor.
Yep.
I know he keeps everybody apprised of his upcoming pizza day.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and so I love seeing the little updates. And so if you want to join our Facebook group on Lose It, it is our Lose It group on Facebook. It is facebook.com/group/frogpantslosit. And there's information in there to join the actual Lose It group, too, if you want to. So, yeah, I'm proud of everybody. And feeling better that I'm getting back into the groove.
Oh yeah,
I didn't go above my max, but I was getting close. So,
oh yeah,
but I'm coming back down.
Yep. And then we already talked about our trip to Tijuana.
Yeah. So that's it. So no more food because I need to cook.
Okay.
This week.
Before we get to, you know what, we can do this in odds and ends. Why not? All right. So last week we played a little game. We was gonna give out some Steam codes and stuff like that. No one played along. But
no one played along.
No one played along.
You sound so sad. No one played along with us.
So I have this Steam code that I'm gonna give out.
Who are you gonna give it to? There are 15 people in the chat.
I don't know.
Are you gonna give it to somebody in the chat room? Or are you gonna give it to somebody who
I'm thinking about giving it to somebody in the chat room.
That's very nice. This is a good day to do it. 15 folk in here.
Yep.
Well, 13, I guess.
Well, you didn't.
Zabi, you didn't see any odds.
But
Shut it.
You didn't call it, though. That's the kicker.
Zabi, you missed about three of them.
Right.
It's
been more than that.
But people have to have their eyes on the screen, and I can't blame them. Who keeps their eyes on the screen all the time when they're watching the podcast?
That's
I don't.
True. That's true. I mean, so what I need to do.
You should figure out how you're going to. Shouldn't you figure out how you're going to get this out before you.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 13, 5, 6, 7, 13. 8, 9, 10, people.
Oh, actually, in the chat room.
Okay, so Clojimer doesn't have Steam, so we can take him out.
So we can take him out.
If you do not have Steam, please say so.
And if you already have, and you can say what game it is, because we might already have this game.
Actually, it is the Humble Bundle.
The entire Humble Bundle.
The entire Humble Bundle for...
Wow, you're in the entire Humble Bundle. That's...
For Deathspank. And let me see if it's PC or Mac.
Oh, God, the thongs, you guys, the Thongs of Virtue are in there, too.
God, they? You guys are so demanding, JK Grammar.
Thongs of Virtue is in there, too, isn't it?
All right, so we have Deathspank, right? And Deathspank is Deathspank, Deathspank, Thongs of Virtue.
Oh, I still need that.
The Baconing...
I need that too.
On the rain, but then we also have On the Rain Slick in episode 1 and 2. It's from the folks from Penny Arcade. Now the Deathspank ones are Mac. All three of those are Mac.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Only?
No, they're Mac and PC.
Oh, okay.
And then the ones for Penny Arcade are PC only. So if I wish I could get the soundtrack, but I'm not going to be like that. So, we can either do a roll, since you're on random.org.
I am on random.org.
So we can do a roll of 1, 2, and Muhogan doesn't have Steam, so it'll be a 1 through 8. That's if our chat room wants to roll on it.
Yeah, if the chat room doesn't want to. If we come up with something they said that they don't want it, we can keep doing it. So
right.
Would you like a result?
Sure.
5.
5.
Who's 5?
That's Punk Gopher.
Punk Gopher, do you want it? Punk Gopher? Punk Gopher? Hello?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, so.
He wants it. Ta-da!
All right. So it's weird because after I said Punk Gopher and I had pulled Muhogan out. Yeah, actually, Muhogan, I didn't have you in a roll, so sorry. If I had you in a roll, it would have went to Zobby, so it's your fault. So,
well, these are roles are very unscientific. I'll have everyone know. When have you ever known a chat room role to win something be scientific? A lot of the times people end up just pointing at a name. As it goes by, so we don't have enough people to be doing that. So
I have Punk Gopher's email.
Who's killing bunnies, Della?
And I am sending the email to Punk Gopher right now. So if he checks his email account, he will see an email from me in reply to something he sent us a while back, and he will have access.
So yay!
To the Humble Bundle. So enjoy. Yay.
Enjoy the HB.
So we got birthdays.
We
this
do
week.
Have birthdays. Yep. George White, he's a coworker.
Yeah, Jay's. George White is one of my coworkers.
I can't. And George, here's this. George and I have different opinions a lot of things.
You
and
know,
I
he
can't.
Says, "I bet your wife doesn't like me."
Did he say that?
Oh yeah. I was like, it's not that she doesn't.
I don't like him.
I was like, it's not. I was like, she likes you. She don't agree with everything you say. She doesn't understand how I can stand the things you put on Facebook.
There you go. That's exactly the truth.
And I just said, so.
It's just, I just can't deal with it.
Here's my thing with people with any opinion. It can be right wing, left wing, Christian, atheist.
Whatever.
You know, except for cherries versus apples. Cherries always beats apples.
What is cherry pie? Because cherry pie. You can't. What if an apple lover went on your feed and showed all these pictures of apple pie?
Well,
apple cobbler and dissed cherry every time they got.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
You'd be okay with
right.
That.
So here's my thing with people on Facebook, if or any social media, or just in general. Here's my thing. When I talk with someone that has a different, thinking than I do,
mm-hmm.
if they don't have an ear to hear, we may not agree, but if they don't have an ear to hear and it's more of a my way or the highway or my thinking, and to hell with your thinking, and go burn in hell.
Right.
I can't do that. I can't do a person like that. See, I can disagree with George and he'll listen, but then he'll come back and he'll say something and it'll make me think for a second. You know, I'll say something to him. It'll make him think for a second.
Right.
Do we both still have our sides? Of course. And we walk away and we're grown adults. But when someone is like, you can't talk to me about it. You can't say nothing to me. I don't want to hear it. You're the devil for saying that to me and get D behind me. I'm done. I just can't. I can't at all. So that's how I'm able to do that. And then also on Saturday, none other than the love of Chinbeard's life himself, Brittany Doran.
Yeah, Brittany.
Her birthday is on Saturday.
Happy birthday, Brittany.
So happy birthday to you. With that, do we have a podcast of the week or not?
I don't think I put one in. You must forgive me.
Toby, why are you hitting the mic?
Because he wants to be on the podcast, apparently. He's having a tough time.
But yeah, that's a show.
That's a show. We did a show today. And so thank you all for being with us.
And we do have an iTunes review.
Yes, we do.
We had an iTunes review that, first I want to apologize because it's not often I go out and check our iTunes reviews.
We don't get very many.
Because we don't, I think after the first few shows, we stopped soliciting iTunes reviews.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
We didn't solicit them anymore.
And we don't really.
I'm not a solicitor.
We're not a solicitor.
I don't like when solicitors come to my house.
Right.
I don't like to do them.
Right. We just hope that you enjoy the show. But I want to apologize to Lady Row 46. I want to apologize for not seeing this review sooner. But she wrote in, said, very enjoyable show. I started listening to them after hearing them on Black Astronauts Podcast, which is with Aaron and the guys over there. This couple has great chemistry and discuss everything from movies, their weight loss journey, food, and video games. Great job, Renee, Jay and Renee. Keep up the good work.
You can always put my name first if you want. That's fine.
Good job, Renee and Jay.
So thank you, Lady Ro. We really appreciate
it. Yeah, and apologies, seriously, about not reading that. So,
We can put it all on Jay. Jay's in charge of that. He didn't do a very good job.
I did not.
Didn't do a very good job.
But if you do want to email us, you can. You can do so at the Valentine Cast, thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at Valentine Cast. The podcast Twitter feed is Valentine Cast. Our Facebook page. What's our Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ValentineCast. You can also call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. A video of this and our past show can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Thank you, folks at PrettyLikesMusic.com. They allow us to use their music for our intro and outro. What you're listening to now is If I Gave You My Love. And you can find them at PrettyLikesMusic.com, where you can download their music, all of their albums, for pay what you want. Who is coming to Louisville, Kentucky to do a concert.
Woo! So,
yeah.
So thank you all for being with us, and love you, Sammy.
Yep.
Bye.
Love you. Thanks, chat room. We'll talk to you later.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
thanks for your podcast.
That was so long. That's what she said.